Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
Speaking of which, not long now to go until those lucky enough to have a golden ticket for tonight's epic All-Ireland final encounter between Mayo and Tyrone will be heading for Croke Park right now. I'm sure carloads from both counties are en route to the capital. As we will know, nobody lives for the big day quite like Championship Man. Sometimes he goes entire weeks without sleep in the lead-up. However, as Liam Horan can now report, he faces a very different worry this morning as the country gets ready for the clash of his beloved Mayo and the Ulster champions.
I can this morning reveal that a major doubt exists over Championship Man's participation in today's All-Ireland football final. It started Wednesday afternoon, innocently enough, as these things often do. He thought it was nothing more than a pickahorn in the throat, but it didn't clear. And matters elevated to include a full-blown headache over the next few hours.
The Gaelic Athletic Association proudly continues its onward march, and this 1951 has
Could
been
it
another
be?
Year of success.
Surely it couldn't be. And so, early Thursday afternoon, he was in McHale Park for the test. Herself was with him. The rain fell incessantly, appropriate mood music for the position he found himself in. Down under the stands, right beside the gate to the dressing rooms, where he'd often meet players after matches, where he's had photographs taken with all of them, and even one with Peter Canavan and Stephen Lawn, now that he came to think of it. "I never thought I'd be so sorry to see this place," he lamented, half to himself. She heard it too, but let on she hadn't. What could she say? The nurse saw the fear in his eyes and didn't need to ask why. The Univet jersey he was wearing, albeit snugly, gave the game away. 24 to 48 hours, she said kindly. "It might just be a cold. There's one going around." But she didn't look him in the eye, and she had him move on again quickly, as if there was a bit of a traffic jam forming. As he drove away, a glance in the rearview mirror revealed that there wasn't another car to be seen. It darkened his mood still further. He's watching himself like a hawk ever since. He hasn't left the house since coming home. The note on the front door tells postwomen and couriers to leave what they have in the shed out the back. A neighbour dropped in the local papers, but he can't bring himself to read them. As we speak, he has the car serviced and filled and left out the front, faced for the motorway. Like a war correspondent, the jump bag is in the boot. He has AA road watch almost worn out with his ceaseless calculations. You see, the 48 hours expires at 1:25 p.m. If the news is positive and the test negative, he thinks he can still make it. He's tried some visualisation techniques. He's read the players saying it works well for them. He sees himself now finding an unclaimed spot beside the church on Iona Road at 4:35. He blesses himself as he passes and remembers his two fellow pilgrims who shuffled off to the great Nally stand in the sky during the pandemic. He'll sprint the last few hundred yards, but he always did that anyway, summoned by invisible hands. He'll arrive breathless just as the warm-up is finishing, denying him a chance to see how Henley and O'Donoghue did with the freeze and the kick around. But it's a small price to pay in these vexed circumstances. But if the news is bad, well, he doesn't know what he'll do. Radio or telly, or neither. Last year he watched it on telly when he couldn't get there. But that was different, because no one else got there either. This time he knows he could and he should, but maybe he won't. He's an uncharted territory, Championship Man. Then again, as Mayo play Tyrone for the first time ever in a final, aren't we all?
Liam Horan there, wandering ahead of tonight's big game. It throws in at 5 o'clock, ahead of course, the All-Ireland Camogie final between Cork and Galway, throwing in at 4:15 tomorrow in Croke Park as well. Galway hoping to go one better than last year.